Good evening, sleep friends. Welcome to Fairy Tale Friday. Tonight I'll be reading a simple story that is from Aesop's Fables. Before we start, it's always good to get yourself in a comfortable position so that you can enjoy this fairy tale to the full and feel that relaxed feeling around you that can help ease you into a good sleep tonight. One way to do this is to allow me to take you through a guided relaxation. Imagine yourself sitting in a very calm and tranquil place. Close your eyes and imagine this place fully. Can you feel the sun on your skin? Sit with these sensations and relaxed emotions for a few moments and savor them. Are there any smells here? Do you feel the wind? If you are imagining the beach, maybe you can smell the salty air. Or if you are in a forest, the smell of nature. Start to notice how your sense of smell can create sensations of aromas for you when you put your mind to it. Did you hear the sounds around you? Bring fully into this experience any sounds that surround you here. Perhaps you can hear some birds tweeting, or even hear a voice of a loved one nearby. Perhaps you are alone and can hear the sounds that nature creates for you. Vividly hear any sounds in this experience. Stay with these senses activated for a few moments. And begin to enjoy the environment. To relax even further, become aware of what you are doing here. Are you doing exactly what you love and want to do? See yourself being completely relaxed and happy here. There's no need to do anything but just relax, feel safe, and enjoy the moment. I hope you enjoyed that simple relaxation technique. Do remember that visualizing can truly help you relax and alleviate any unnecessary distractions and worries of the day. It's time to start our story for tonight. An Aesop's Fable entitled The Wind and the Sun. There was once an argument between the wind and the sun about who was stronger than the other. They argued for a long time, but neither of them emerged the winner. It wasn't too long before they spotted a man walking on the road. Looking at the man wearing a coat, an idea struck them both. They challenged each other that the one who succeeded in removing the coat from the man's back was the strongest. The wind volunteered to try first. It began to blow hard, raising gusts of air and making it harder for the man to take a step further. But the man clutched his coat tight around him and resumed walking with great difficulty. The wind continued blowing harder and harder. But the man held on to his coat tighter and tighter and continued his journey forward. Finally, the wind was exhausted and gave up. His efforts had been futile. It was now the turn of the sun. He looked at the man and began to gently shine upon the path the man was walking on. The man looked up at the sky, surprised at the change in weather. The sun did not spend much energy. Neither did he apply any effort. He just continued shining upon the man's head gently. Soon the man was huffing and puffing and sweating profusely, unable to bear the rising heat. The man finally took off his coat and headed to a nearby tree to rest for a while under its shade. The moral of the story? Sometimes gentle persuasion is mightier than the strongest force. Dear sleep friends, I do hope you enjoyed that simple and short story for tonight. I hope it helps you to relax well and to keep you calm and safe tonight. Wishing you all a very, very good night rest. Till the next Fairy Tale Friday again.